God says, okay, I'm going to give you one message on Christmas. Now, I'm going to break this down for you human beings. I want to break it down so that you can understand this. I love you so much that I'm giving to you my most precious. How many of you all, think of all of us who had children, how many of us would stand back and watch the world slaughter, defame, mutilate a child? Oh, God stood back and he watched as his own enemies had his little baby. And his own enemies were out to destroy the very name of his son, Jesus. Do we not notice that in our own generation? Don't you mention Jesus, and don't you dare take a knee for Christ anywhere. That makes me just want to be down all the time, you know, walking down the sidewalk or anywhere, get down on a knee and praise the Lord. You do know they would lock me up for doing that. Well, you see, God says, I know how the world's going to treat you if you love me. Think of that one. I know the world is going to hate you because of me. And when you commit your heart to me, the world is not going to like it. In John 3:16, there are 25 words that make up that verse. The first 12 words deal with God and who he is. The 13th word is Son, Jesus. The 13th word is Son. The last 12 words relate to us. It's all about us. So you have God the Father connecting us by his Son to let us know how much he loves us and how much he cares. And how much he wants you and I to understand that God does not make junk. When he creates the best. God did not make a mistake when he created you. God does not make mistakes. You are not a mistake. You are loved. Well, you know, I don't feel loved sometimes. Well, maybe you're not talking to God. Maybe you're with the wrong group. Sometimes you don't feel love because you're not very lovable. A lot of this we put back to ourselves, our own actions. But God said, understand this. I love you. Again, John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. Gave. Do you know Jesus says, wait a minute, people. I didn't come from earth. I came down from the Father to earth. And in order for him to fulfill his commitment to us, there at the end as he was ascending into heaven after the resurrection, he said, I'm going back to my Father. I came down this way. I'm going back this way. And then he says, by the way, I'm coming down this way again. But the next time that I come down, that is a fulfillment of my love to you. As all creation will witness, I'm coming down to get you. I'm coming down to bring you back up. For my Father is waiting to see you. I want you to know that's how much I love you. Oh, but Lord, do you realize all the sin in my life? Sure, you go ahead and remind God of something that he said doesn't exist anymore. God says that I cannot be charged with a sin. I got the blood of Jesus. I've been born again. I know Jesus as Lord and Savior of my life. And all who do, well, here's what he said to us. You ready? He said, I want you to know you made my list. I've been on a lot of lists in my life, and I'm sure you all have too. But the most precious list that I have as a part of my life is I made God's list. I made his Christmas list. He sent Jesus for me. If I'd been the only one, He'd have sent Jesus for me. If you'd been the only one, He'd have sent Jesus for you. Well, He did not send His Son to express His love and then for us to believe that He is not going to follow through on His love. You and I are going to be where Jesus is. 1 John 4, verse 9, 10. God showed how much He loved us, I told you, by sending His only Son into the world so that we might have eternal life through Him. Through Him. You, Christian, you're going to be eternally living when you know Jesus. Those who don't know Jesus will be eternally dying but never able to die. You and I, whether it's during the rapture or during the resurrection of the dead, when we break forth from the grave, you and I will be given that glorified body just like Jesus. Those who do not know Jesus will still have the human structured body that can't die. There's a lot of things worse than death. Life. Living in a body and being trapped inside and not being able to die. That's hell. That's hell. Eternally dying but never being able. They cried for the rocks and the mountains, but God said they will not fall on them. They will not come. They begged to die, but they could not die. Jesus says, I come to give you love, because I want you to live. With me there is never death. And when you're with me, you will never see death. Woo! What a promise. Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas. That's what God says. Merry Christmas. I'm going to give you just a beautiful bundle of joy for Christmas. We know what that looks like, don't we, Alan? You see, those children are a gift from God to let you and I understand how precious we are to Him. And you better not mess with one of those children. But He said, that's how precious you are to me. That means that if the world, and I don't care how old we get, I'm getting to be close to older than dirt, and I want you to know that I'm still considered a child to God. John the Beloved, of the writing that I'm reading, John kept calling us little children, thinking, gosh, John, those people are close to 100 years old. Little children, I want you to understand. It was a voice from God reminding us, age has nothing to do with eternity. There's no such thing. Hey, we're all going to be looking good in heaven. You got it? We're going to be looking good. And not only that, you're going to be doing good. You are going to understand for the first time in your existence the true love of Almighty God. You know the best feeling you ever had, the best day you ever had, if you ever had one, and you said, I wish this day just wasn't in. Everything seems to be perfect. Let me go back into Kentucky colloquialism. You ain't seen nothing yet. You just ain't seen nothing yet. Because God says, I promise you, not only is there a better day coming, there's an eternal day coming. There'll never be darkness. You'll never cry again. You're going to be at peace. You're going to be at peace with you. That's a big peace, isn't it? You're going to be at peace with yourself. And you're going to love as you have been loved. Let me complete my reading. I'm not going to do that. I'm going to start it over again. God showed how much He loved us by sending His only Son into the world so that we might have eternal life through Him. This is real love. This is real love. You don't know what real love is? That's Jesus. That's real love. And He says, and I really love you. Flaws, mess ups, all sometimes, Larry Pete, you can be so ugly and I love you. And I knew He'd been talking to Faith. But God says to you and me, I'm personal. Now, you listen to me, Christian. It is not that we loved God, you hearing it? But that He loved us and He sent His Son as a sacrifice to take away our sins. You did not do something so good that got you saved. We don't even know what is good. We're in a human state. And in a human state, we're in a human mess the majority of the time. But God said, I want you to see you as I see you. See, God looks at me as being complete. He also said, I look at you as you're already here, Larry. Lord, it's sure miserable down here sometimes. You and I have been given so much love for a reason. You see those children? That's proof God's not through with the human race. And it's proof that God still knows that you're going to do something good for that child. And God is watching. And God is saying to you and to me, I did not give my only begotten Son for no reason. You are the reason that I gave Him. You're the reason I came into your heart. You're the reason that I have made heaven a part of who you are. You're the reason that I stood back and watched as my son was being slain. You're the reason as I listened to my son cry out your name. He knew you were coming. I gave him that word. He saw who you were before the whole world. I saw who you were, says God. I know you. Each point, I know the strength of you. I know the love I placed there. It can never be taken away from you, Larry. And He calls us by name. And He says, I got you. Olivia, I got you, honey. And you and I witnessed that great love. But He said, I want to be real to you. I don't want to be just some afterthought. I want to be in the ditch of life when you're down there hurting. I want you to call on my name when you think that you have done so bad, there's no way that you have a chance. I want you to call on me. I will be there. And your pastor better be there in that same ditch with you. For I did not die on that cross to leave you in the ditch of life. I died so you would have life and have it more abundant. I died for you to find peace within you as a human being so that you can live out your life on earth and make a difference. Glorify my name, he says, and in so doing, you find the peace that surpasses all understanding. Stand up for me, because I'm already standing up for you. I'm already standing up for you. Oh, I got to tell you about Stephen again. Stephen was what we'd call a deacon of the first century church. He was the first martyr of the church. But Stephen, after he got saved, Stephen kept preaching and teaching in the name Jesus. And the religious leaders, religious people drive me nuts. So religious. You know, these are the rules and regulations. I have a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. I don't have a religion. I know Jesus. He's personal. And I can't keep the rules. We showed that with the Ten Commandments. I can't keep them. But He can keep me because He loves me. But Stephen kept preaching. You know, Stephen, you'd go to jail for that. And Stephen kept preaching. All right, Stephen, enough's enough. You are sentenced to die by stoning. Now, you got to picture Stephen. You know, they're thinking, you know, that'll scare the fire out of him. What's Stephen doing? Still preaching. So they all get their rocks. And you would think, okay, Stephen, calm down a little. Now, I love you, Stephen. I'm a Christian right along with you, Stephen. But now these people are serious. They're going to kill you. And I can picture Stephen looking at all of his brothers and sisters there. And he kept preaching. for God so loved. He kept telling the story of Jesus. They started to throw the stones. And as they did, Stephen looked up to heaven. Only place in Scripture you'll ever see this. Only time in Scripture you'll ever hear this. Jesus has always pictured sitting at the right hand of God the Father, right? Sitting at the right hand of God the Father. The Scripture says, and Stephen looked up and he cried out and said, I see him as heaven opened up. I see the Son of Man standing at the right side of God the Father. And the Word says the religious people went nuts. As a paraphrase, they went crazy. They started gnashing their teeth. Stephen stood up for Jesus. Jesus stood up for Stephen. That's love. That's love. And he pointed to heaven until Jesus took him home. And the religious leaders said, we've won again. And all the battles they thought they'd won, they had lost and continued to lose. The human race is a mess. Our Savior's the same Savior today as he was then. The same God that created all that exists is the same God that says, I love you so much, I'm going to send my Son for you. And he says, you go ahead, you stand up for me. Because I'm already standing for you now. The church age has been set. The beginning of the end of the age started with the birth of Jesus. That was the beginning of the end times. For at that time, it ushered in true grace, heaven by faith, total forgiveness. Ushered in a baby in a manger. Poor little fellow from the standards of the culture of that time, not the standards of the culture of our time. But you see, Jesus didn't come to a culture. He came to you and me. He didn't come to be king of man. He was already king of man. He came because he loves us. He came because he wanted you and me to know just how much he loves us. So he showed us. He gave it all. Well, all to him I give? No, we don't. Good song, though. Sounds good. All to him I give? What do you think of that? You hold back on just a little bit? That personality? Especially, gosh, Lord, don't make me give up my favorite sin. I mean, let me do the others that really don't affect. But, you know, I got a good sin going on there. And you're wanting it all. And we just sort of hold back. I got all of Jesus I'll ever get. That's not my problem. My problem is me giving him all of me. But even through this process, you know what he does? He loves me. He loves me. And he keeps loving me. And even I don't know why. But one day, I will understand total forgiveness. I'll understand total love. I'll understand total peace, but I don't understand it yet. So what can I do? I just accept it. Thank you, Father, for loving me, one so unworthy. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Now you tell me what gets any better than that. Let's pray. Father, thank you, Heavenly Father, for the love, the joy of salvation, the truth, Heavenly Father, that you give us through your word. Wake us up, Father, now, to your peace, to your love, to your holy boldness. Help us, Father, that we might help others. Give us the courage where we need it, that holy boldness to stand strong as the rocks start flying. Father, help us with the attitude of thanksgiving, the attitude of saying, thank you, Lord, as you said to us, Merry Christmas. I give to you my son, my only begotten. We ask your blessing now in Jesus' name. Amen.